For more than 20 years, Anti-Poverty Week has operated in Australia around the 17th of October, which is the UN Day for the Eradication of Poverty. In South Australia for the whole week, we've been focusing on child poverty, and we've spoken to a number of experts and outfits on what needs to be done to raise the one in six Aussie children living in poverty out of this situation. SA Commissioner for Children and Young People, Helen Connolly, is with me this morning. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, Connor.
Helen, we've talked a lot this week about the issues, but it's quite easy to keep repeating stats and figures. But what does the government need to do? I mean, a stat, 750,000 children living under 15 living in poverty. That's ridiculous in a country where we have so much. What do we need to do?
And I think it's great that we've had so much coverage of the issue, as you say, during the week. But we still need to ram it home because I don't think people kind of understand it. That means, you know, more than 65,000 children in South Australia, many of which are living in the regional areas. So what we need to do this year... We've actually, all the commissioners across the country and the advocates and guardians have got together and said, enough's enough, really, that we're dealing with so many of the impacts of poverty. Let's see if we can actually call on the government to do something. So we're saying there needs to be a national child poverty task force and strategy. So we're saying we can't just leave it to departments for it to fall down or trickle down. We actually need to put a real spotlight on it. And so if we're really going to break some of this intergenerational cycles of poverty and disadvantage, we've got to start taking that action that is focused. So national task force and strategy, kind of establishing what that minimum poverty line is. It's usually about 50% of median income, which is meaning a family of four on about $1,000 a week. That's what, which isn't much for four people. So, and even less for singles. We're saying, let's name it, let's measure it, let's set targets to say what we think our poverty rate should be in Australia, and really go for it hard. And then all of the things like we really do need to increase the income support payments for people. We're talking about things like apprenticeship rates, all of the kind of things that are related to income poverty and what we might do to be able to pull people out, like we did during COVID, can't remember the name, COVID. We had coronavirus supplements, we had all those things, and for a moment in time, hundreds of thousands of people actually didn't have to make that choice about do they, pay their rent or buy food or pay for medicine.
I mean, speaking with AC Care CEO Shane Maddox, who is also the co-chair of Poverty Week, he also mentioned, that there is no actual measure of poverty, and that's the first thing to do is naming it, like you mentioned. But he also said that when Bob Hawke in 1990 said that no Australian child will be living in poverty, I think in 30 years' time, that was in, or by 1990, sorry, and that was in 1987. Now, that's not the case, obviously, but he said it did make a dent early, kind of putting it out there and saying it made a dent in the rate. So do we need Mr. Albanese to stick a similar flag in the ground and say, this is not on, we're going to eradicate it?
I think so. I think there's a lot of talk about cost of living, and rightly so. I mean, I think what's happening is that cost of living is impacting not just people living in poverty, but the middle income people as well, and people higher up the income. I think what we need to say is there is a cost of living issue, definitely, but there's also a poverty issue. We've got people who this isn't a transient thing. This isn't because of inflation or interest rate rises. It's because they're stuck in poverty. So in addition to anything we might do around cost of living, we really do need to tackle the fact that we have a group of people who generationally are living in poverty. So let's actually set some targets for that group at the same time. Now, we know there's been calls for raising the rate for a long time and it's avoided. We need to raise the rate. All those affordable housing things need to happen as well. But I think actually starting with saying a big, bold statement and vision saying, actually, we don't want the children going into, we're going into the second quarter of the century. Let's make it a vision for the next 25 years that we actually eliminate poverty in Australia.
So, it is about lifting everyone out of poverty. It is a cycle, as you said. So, if a child is poor, it's likely that their parent or, caregiver is poor as well.
Yeah, well, the thing is, if you are a poor child, as I focus on children, you're three times more likely to be a poor adult. Like, you know, you're less likely to do well at school. You're less likely to have, you know, good health outcomes for the whole of your life. What we know is all of the focus at the moment is well on those first 1,000 days or the early years, and how we, that's setting down the kind of health and social and economic outcomes for people into the future. Well, what are we saying then about kids who are doing it really tough and living without a whole heap of opportunities as well as, you know, low incomes? Then I think we're saying if we actually want to, if we want to have a more equitable and a better society for everyone, we really do need to focus on these kids and you know, do everything we can to give them, to give everyone the same opportunities in what we've always said is the lucky country.
If you're just joining us, we're with the South Australian Commissioner for Children and Young People, Helen Connolly. Helen, I definitely agree that I think this is an issue where the government needs to come out and make a big statement. But what can I do? What can regular people do?
Well, I think, and this is why we hold Anti-Poverty Week, and alongside Shade Mannix, I'm the co-chair here. So this is about, I mean, it's only a week where we get to really talk about this and we get some attention. I think it is about talking to, it's about thinking, I guess, about not just how we're experiencing the issue of cost of living pressures, but how people who are, that empathy for people who are doing it really tough. And whilst we all give, and we can give to food banks and we can give to charities, I think we do have to talk to our local MPs and let them know that we all think this is a big issue, and that we think part of, we're going to elections, we're going to a federal one next year and a state one the year after. I do think it is time for us to really kind of put some pressure on the people who represent us to say this is one of those issues that we think really matters and is important for the future of all of us, not just our kids.
Well, Helen, thanks for joining us and thanks for highlighting the issue.
Excellent. Thanks, Connor, for having me.
That's the South Australian Commissioner for Children and Young People, Helen Connolly, there talking. It's Anti-Poverty Week and it is the day for eradicating poverty. So something to think about. It is 5 minutes to 9. You're going to be getting your statement.